could actually see the road ahead as the headlights passed. It lasted only a week or so, but man, that was a great thing. I don't know for sure that it was associated with whatever it was I saw in the sky, but I do know that my vision immediately after I saw the lights was a whole lot better than before. 15. The above healing of night blindness may be the only one of its kind. This next case is also unique, and involves a very unusual alteration to the vision of the witness. Case #277. Vision altered. On October 4, 2014, a man was visiting his friend in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He smelled the odor of ozone and was puzzled as the sky was clear. He went outside around sunset, and after looking around for a while, was surprised to see a bright star-like light darting around in the sky at about 50,000 feet altitude. At one point it flashed bright, disappeared and reappeared in a different location. It repeatedly began to flash, disappear and reappear. The man called for his friends to come outside, but was able to persuade only one of them who came outside, looked at the object and said, "I don't know what it is." The object stopped blinking, hovered and began to zigzag. The friend became frightened and ran back inside and refused to talk about it. The main witness stayed outside and watched as the object darted a few minutes longer, then began to move away. It was quickly intersected by a second object, both of which moved off into the distance. The whole event seemed to take only about 7 or 8 minutes, says the witness, but when they were gone, I went in and discovered nearly an hour had passed. He later found out that other people in Colorado Springs had also reported UFOs on the same night. Weirder events were to follow. Says he witness, for several weeks, a strange effect on my eyesight was very noticeable. Occasionally I could see 4 miles with almost binocular-like vision. 16. The following recent case, published here for the first time, shows how some witnesses develop a benevolent relationship with ETs. Case #285. Glaucoma. In 2013, Sonia, pseudonym, noticed her eyesight was worsening. She went to the eye doctor and was diagnosed with glaucoma. She was 46 years old. The glaucoma caused her optic nerves to become thin, resulting in a deterioration of her field of vision. Sonia was married, and both she and her husband had a history of UFO encounters. One evening in 2015, Sonia and her husband decided to go camping in the woods behind their home in rural western Maine. That night they kept hearing strange chittering noises in the forest. They wondered if it might be related to the husband's contacts with ETs. He attempted to make a mental connection with the aliens and ask them to heal Sonia, who was dealing with chronic pain issues and glaucoma. Neither were sure if anything would happen. The aliens, however, were apparently listening. "I slept on the ground inside a sleeping bag," explains Sonia. "In the middle of the night I awoke hearing what sounded like insect chatter above my head. This was like nothing else I've ever heard in my life. It was as if there were large insects that were talking to each one another. I know that sounds strange, but it's the best description I can come up with." Sonia was lying face down. When she heard the strange chattering noise, she remained perfectly still. Without warning, she felt a strange vibrating energy strike her. "What I felt was a rotating force above the back of my head, ending in a zap in the center of the head, seemingly between the two hemispheres of the brain and in the general area of the optic nerve." Afterward, Sonia noticed a dramatic improvement in her field of vision. She went to her eye doctor for tests. My left optic nerve grew thicker, and I had the best visual field test in years, which astonished my ophthalmologist. After 2 years of a thinning optic nerve, it had grown thicker after the event. Sonia reports having ET visitations in her home, some of which involved healing events. Some of these were recalled as lucid dreams, or felt interdimensional. In one incident, Sonia reports the ETs were able to relieve her temporarily of chronic pain. One time I was in bed, Sonia explains, and I felt a slight vibration throughout my body. The pain goes away, and I realized I was getting another healing. It focused on my left hip area. When it was done, I felt as if a silky bedspread was being pulled out quickly from under me. When it went past my feet, I automatically sat up straight and there was a green alien. The figure was bald, with large blue eyes and green skin. Sonia saw that her bedroom was gone and she now was in a small pinkish room. The ET stood in a low rounded doorway. Feeling no fear, Sonia told the ET, "You're cute." Then he did this funny quick walk to the side and returned with yellow eyes, which I didn't think were as nice. Sonia reports other experiences. They've done a lot of work on my brain, have worked doing some kind of energy healing throughout my body and have also focused on my knees and my left breast and lymph nodes, which had a small suspicious spot that the doctors had been monitoring. Sonia's encounters have been overwhelmingly positive. It's been the most wonderful experience in my life. I've even told them that they've brought me a lot of joy. I'm seeking an ongoing relationship with them to understand things better. 17 We have already examined 16 cases. That ETI healings are actually taking place is difficult to deny. Another case came to light as a result of the free study. Case #304. Detached retina. A woman who was having regular encounters with grey ETs asked them to heal her husband. The ETs took her husband on board a craft and effected 3 healings, one of which was a detached retina. 18 The above ETI healing cases provide impressive proof of the validity of UFO healings. At least 3 of them come with before and after diagnoses by medical professionals. Those who are skeptical of UFO healings have to explain how the witnesses were cured of irreversible conditions such as color blindness, or how someone can experience a spontaneous healing of a devastating injury to their cornea, or be cured of glaucoma. While the motives of the ETs remain a mystery, many of the witnesses feel blessed and consider the ETs their friends. Chapter 13, Alien Dentists. Few people enjoy going to the dentist, and yet we all know how important it is to keep our teeth healthy. Teeth are part of the eye-gumtory system. Care of the teeth is a multi-billion dollar industry. Dentists, orthodontists, oral surgeons, and other doctors spend many years studying how to diagnose and treat a long list of dental conditions. The list of ET dental healings is surprisingly short, containing only about 5 cases. We've already examined a few cases of multiple healings, some of which involved teeth. The following 3 cases, while few in number, provide some remarkable evidence of the reality of UFOs and extraterrestrials. This first case, from Argentina, remains one of the best verified UFO healings on record. Case #058. New teeth. On December the 30th, 1972, night watchman Ventura Macias of Argentina saw a bright light hovering above his home. Inside the light, he could discern a metallic craft with portholes. And through the portholes, he saw humanoid figures. At this point, Macyrus was struck by a brilliant flash of light which shot out from underneath the craft. In the weeks following the encounter, Macyrus suffered from symptoms typical of radiation sickness, including hair loss, headaches, nausea, diarrhea, eye irritation, and swollen red pustules on his neck. Doctors were baffled, but when Macyrus told them of his UFO encounter, they had no choice but to believe him. His symptoms simply could not be faked. Besides, there was more evidence to support his story. The tops of the eucalyptus trees were scorched where the object had hovered. Macyrus' cat disappeared in front of his eyes when the beings came out of the craft. 48 days later, the cat reappeared with severe burns on its back. Finally, an abnormally large number of dead catfish were found in a small stream at the location of the sighting. In fact, there was so much evidence that Macyrus' case attracted a lot of official attention. In less than a month, Macyrus was interviewed more than 60 times by many officials, including doctors, police, government officials, and UFO researchers. Macyrus took weeks to recover from his injuries caused by the UFO. Then, less than 2 months after the encounter, came the final but most unbelievable symptom of all. Verified by numerous doctors, engineers, police officers, and UFO investigators, Ventura Macyrus, although 73 years old, began to grow his third set of teeth. UFO investigator Pedro Romayac was assigned to the case because of his credentials as a former commander with an international airline and technical investigator for the Argentine Air Force Aviation Accidents Investigation Board. Romayac performed a follow-up visit to Macyrus to check on his new growth of teeth. "Since approximately February the 10th, said Romayac, Macyrus has observed that new teeth have been appearing in his upper left gum. At the time of my visit, I was able to confirm that two front teeth and two cheek teeth were coming through and were approximately 2 mm to 3 mm long." In a later second encounter, Ventura Macyrus was approached by one of the beings who began to communicate telepathically. The being, described as short, with small facial features and fine hair, said his name was Aruil and that he came from a planet called Pruio. He said the history of their civilization stretched back more than 14,000 years. Aruil showed Macyrus a book which appeared to show surgical operations. They told him that cancer was a virus and could be cured. One journalist and UFO researcher, Bob Teets, author of West Virginia UFOs, reports on the case of Daniel D. from Harrison County, West Virginia. "It is one of a small number of cases in which a person asked for a healing and received it. Case #170. Impacted wisdom tooth. Daniel D. of Harrison County, West Virginia, says that he has had many contacts with gray guys and tall green, lotus-looking figures. He believes the aliens are friendly. They've never hurt me, he says. That means a lot. Daniel has other reasons to believe the ETs he's in contact with are friendly. One day, early 1980s, they healed him at his own request. I think they've helped me in certain ways," he explains. "I've heard for years that I have to have my wisdom teeth out. One day they were bothering me really bad, and I was in no financial situation to get them fixed, no insurance. That night I was abducted. During his abduction experience, Daniel telepathically asked the aliens if they would fix his teeth. They speedily obliged. I can remember," says Daniel, "it felt like they were stuffing things on my teeth where my wisdom teeth are. The next day they didn't bother me anymore and haven't bothered me since. This was a couple of months ago. Two, a surprising number of people who have been healed are themselves doctors, including the following case, from the files of Free, which again provides impressive evidence of the healing power of UFOs. Case #274. Wisdom Tooth Surgery. In 2013, an anonymous physician from the United States had his right lower wisdom tooth surgically extracted at the office of an oral surgeon. After being sent home, he discovered that the hole left by his now absent tooth was continuing to bleed profusely. He called for advice and was told to apply pressure with gauze. He followed this advice, but the bleeding continued. Feeling lightheaded and clammy, he knew he should call for medical attention. Instead, he passed out in his bed. He woke up to find himself being pulled out of his bed by a beam of light, and up into an apparent UFO. He was in a small circular room with a transparent floor, through which he saw many stars and a small distant Earth. With him in the room was a short, stout gray alien with large dark eyes. The doctor passed out. When he woke up, he was back in his apartment. All traces of his wisdom tooth extraction were gone. There was no bleeding and he felt perfectly healthy. 3. While dental healings are relatively rare, they once again betray the ET's interest in and knowledge of the human body. We have not yet evolved a technology that can regrow human teeth. Apparently, the ETs can do this, and more. The ET healing technology appears to be incredibly advanced, able to cure minor problems, such as tooth pain, or to completely regrow new teeth. As we continue our examination of the healing accounts, there appears to be no part of the human body that they have not studied and cured. Chapter 14, The Eitgenterie System. Of all the organ systems in the human body, the largest is known as the Eitgenterie System. This includes primarily hair, skin, teeth and nails. Like all organ systems, it is vulnerable to a number of illnesses. Extraterrestrials, as we shall see, have performed some of their most remarkable cures in this area. The following 7 cases show the same patterns as the others. There are sightings, beams of light, onboard experiences, face-to-face encounters with large-eyed humanoids, operations and more. As one continues to objectively examine the ET cases, it becomes clear that healing is part of their agenda. How else can one explain the huge number of healings of virtually every part of the human body? The following case is brief, but provides a good introduction to the healing of the Eitgenterie system. Case #039. Skin condition. At 7:40 p.m. February the 21st, 1967, Mrs. Wolf, a nurse from Toledo, Ohio, was driving through town when she came upon a UFO described as an orange-yellow flattened sphere. The object hovered at treetop level and was sending down a wide beam of light. Mrs. Wolf reports that the strange craft began to pace her car, at which point her speedometer and wristwatch both malfunctioned. Following the incident, Wolf told investigators that as a result of her close encounter with the UFO, her skin condition, not described, cleared up. 1. This next case involves a young woman who experienced a close-up sighting with a group of 11 people. All of them were deeply affected by the encounter, including, in her case, a physical healing. Case #100. Eczema. On the 4th of July weekend in 1982, Mattie, pseudonym, an aspiring actress from Los Angeles, California, joined a group of 11 friends on Catalina Island for a 3-day-long annual campout at Blackjack Campgrounds located in the wilderness toward the center of the Island. On the evening of July the 3rd, the group of 11 friends had just set up their tents when three hovering lights appeared. The witnesses, including Matty, all gathered to watch. The three lights hovered for a while, then began to flash beams of light between each other. Matty and some of the others became frightened and retreated toward the actual campsite. No sooner had she reached her tent when the three lights began to release four or five objects, which now began to fly around the campsite, sometimes approaching closely. Suddenly there was a loud roar. Two military jets appeared overhead, chasing the UFOs away. The entire group was left traumatized and amazed. See my book, Undersea UFO Base, for a full presentation of the incident. Shortly following the experience, Matty quit her job in the entertainment industry, left her husband and became an alternative healer and astrologer. She also received an apparent healing. It did blow open my psychic and spiritual doors, she said. It changed my life, it sent me on a whole different path. Prior to the incident, she suffered from severe eczema. Afterward, it cleared up and never returned. Two, in most cases, moles are not dangerous, though some changes in moles may provide an indication of myeloma or skin cancer. Otherwise, they are simply growths of skin with a darker appearance. It is worth noting that in some cases, such as the following, ETs seem to take a particular interest in skin moles. Case #101. Mole. In August 1982, farmers Carl and Dagmar R. of Northeast Iowa were in their home when they saw a strange light in the sky. In the days that followed, the couple found several circles of burned grass about 30 feet in diameter. One evening, Dagmar saw a figure with a strangely shaped head and large eyes out in the field. In October, Carl was outside when he saw the same strange light overhead. At 3:00 a.m. The next morning, he was awakened by his cattle bellowing. Looking out the window, he saw a landed disc-shaped object glowing with green light. He woke Dagmar in time to see three entities enter through the bedroom door. The two were quickly taken inside the UFO. Both underwent a physical exam and had reproductive material removed. Dagmar also remembers her hair and fingernails being clipped. She was rubbed with a strange lotion. Shortly later, she was alarmed to detect the odor of burning flesh. To her surprise, the aliens were removing a mole under her left arm. A short time later, the young couple was returned to their home. The next morning, they remembered only parts of their experience, though their memory returned naturally after a few days. 3. The following well-known case provides a good example of who is being healed and why. It is also a particularly well-verified case as the witness is highly credible, and his multiple health improvements have been verified by many witnesses. Case #125. Eitgumtary System. Late in the evening of March the 20th, 1988, Professor of Indian Studies at the University of North Dakota, John Salter, Jr. Born in 1934, and his son were driving near Reichlard Center, Wisconsin, when they both experienced a typical missing time UFO abduction. Later under hypnosis, the standard scenario of an alien physical examination was unveiled. Salter and his son were able to corroborate each other's testimony. They both recalled being placed on a table, surrounded by gray-type ETs who injected their bodies with long needles. Neither man felt any fear and likened the experience to a doctor's visit. Almost immediately after the encounter, both men, but especially John Jr., experienced a large number of physiological changes. Salter used to smoke a pound of pipe tobacco every week. Following the encounter, he slowly lost his desire to smoke, and by May, he had stopped smoking completely. Other changes were also immediately apparent. In fact, Salter reports that he had physiological improvements in more than 18 areas. Some of the more significant changes are improved skin tone, circulation, eyesight, faster blood clotting after cuts and scratches, and faster and thicker growth of toenails and hair. Salter also reports other improvements. As he says, many facial wrinkles have disappeared and my skin is much healthier, some scars have disappeared and others are fading. My face has narrowed and my neck has slimmed, as has my entire body to some extent, and none of this has involved sagging. My circulation has improved. Cuts clot immediately and heal very quickly, my energy level is way up, and I've had no colds or flu or any other illnesses since March 1988. There were other changes. My immunity is heightened. Some of my age spots have disappeared. Also, hair has developed all over my arms, legs, stomach and chest, which were almost hairless. Salter and those who know him have no doubt that these improvements are taking place, as the improvements are obvious. After all these years, says Salter, I have a 5 o'clock shadow. Perhaps the most startling physiological effect was that following the experience, Salter grew 2 inches in height and his feet grew several sizes. John Salter III also reports that his cuts heal at a very rapid rate. In his 70s, in 2003, he was diagnosed with systemic lupus, which he says he has successfully defeated. Writes Salter, to come to the point directly, extremely comprehensive blood tests have indicated that I no longer have any signs of active SLE, systemic lupus, within me. Throughout his 80s, Salter, who goes by the name John Hunter Gray, continued his work as an award-winning social worker. He also lectured at UFO conventions across the country about his experience. He passed away in January 2019 for this next remarkable case, from researcher Diane Tessman, betrays the ET's interest not only in the health of humans, but in the health of plants. Case #144. Wart. On September 4, 1989, farmer Jan de Groot of Amsterdam, Netherlands, returned to his home to find one of his greenhouses glowing with a strange light. He parked his car and approached the greenhouse and found a large flat-topped disc glowing with green light parked behind the greenhouse. Suddenly Jan was approached by a human-looking man with dark hair and straight features, dressed in a dark-colored jumpsuit. The stranger told Jan that his tulips were being over-watered. Jan's next memory is waking up the next morning with the feeling that his encounter was probably more extensive than he remembered. He instantly went to the greenhouse where he found a leak in his irrigation system, proving that the tulips were being overwatered. He also received further evidence of his encounter. For many years Jan had lived with a very large wart on his neck. The ugly wart had been there for so long that Jan was accustomed to it. It wasn't until the day after the encounter that Jan made a remarkable discovery: all traces of his wart were gone. He attributes the healing to his encounter with the UFO. 5. This next case is a vividly described account from respected researcher, Constance Clear Emma, MSW. Once again, it presents the enigma of a witness who experiences both injuries and healing as a result of an encounter. Case #213. Mole. Andrew was born in 1936. But it wasn't until 1996, at age 60, that he began to investigate his UFO encounters. He had been suffering from depression, anxiety, and terrifying nightmares. He contacted researcher Constance Clear, and using hypnosis, looked into multiple bizarre incidents in his life, each displaying the markers associated with possible UFO experiences. His first recalled encounter was in 1942, at age 6, in San Antonio, Texas. A large group of gray beings entered his home and took him into a craft via a beam of light. On board, he saw many other children of different races being examined. Andrew was subjected to a long and sometimes painful examination, and was returned to his home. This began a lifetime of abductions, each of which was shrouded in amnesia. Under hypnosis, he recalled many other onboard encounters, which almost always involved very uncomfortable and painful medical procedures. The encounters were so unpleasant that Andrew became resistant and uncooperative during the events, which confused the ETs. They seemed not to understand his fear and anger, and told him that the procedures needed to be done. On the morning of October the 6th, 1996, Andrew woke to find his knees hurting and a rash along the lower part of his body. Even stranger, a large mole on the left side of his head was missing. Andrew scheduled a session with Constance Clear. Under hypnosis, he recalled that a gray being entered into his bedroom. The being took him through the wall and into a small domed room. Inside the room were additional grays and medical equipment. Andrew became afraid he would never be returned, and one of the grays told him not to worry, that they would return him. The gray said that they had taken humans away from Earth before, and they had not survived. They undressed Andrew and placed him next to one of the medical devices. It reminded Andrew of an iron lung, but it turned out to be more akin to an X-ray machine, displaying the inner workings of his body on a screen. He was then placed before the second piece of equipment, a step stair-like device with weird lights and a container of blue liquid. The ETs instructed him to watch the light and remain still. Afterward, he was dressed and returned home. The next morning, writes Andrew, I was combing my hair and I noticed that a mole that I'd had most of my life was gone. It was approximately 1/4 to 3/8 inches in diameter, located on the right side of my head. Later, when I saw my barber, he noticed that my mole was gone. I told him I'd had it removed. I did this because I can't trust many people. Following the incident, Andrew suffered from a headache, sore knees and a rash, and he had alternating bouts of constipation and diarrhea for about 1 month. Later, Andrew would experience another healing involving a kidney stone. 6. While many cases of healings involve actual abductions, some cases, such as the following, seem to be caused by the mere presence of a UFO. It is also possible the witness experienced missing time, and is unaware of it. In either case, it appears that the witness was targeted. Case #224. Moles, spider veins. On December the 29th, 1999, Natalie, pseudonym, was driving down 13th Street in Denver, Colorado on her way home when she saw a strange-looking object hovering very low in the sky ahead of her. It was rock still, with two blue lights on either side, and a red light in the center. It couldn't be a plane, because the lights were too still. It must be a helicopter, she thought. Then she drove under it, and changed her mind. As I passed under the object, I saw a grayish-black, boomerang-shaped object. My mouth hung open, and I said aloud to myself, what in the hashat asterisk percent is that? She wanted to slam on the brakes and jump out of her car, but seeing other vehicles behind her, she turned off at the next street, pulled over and got out. Only 30 seconds had passed, but the object was now gone. She pulled a U-turn and kept looking. She turned around a third time, but the object was nowhere to be found. Convinced she had seen a genuine UFO, she reported her sighting to UFORC and to AIM UFO investigator. Not long after the sighting, Natalie began to exhibit a number of remarkable medical symptoms. Says Natalie, about 2 months after my encounter, all of the moles on my body began to fade, then completely disappear. To date, 5 moles have completely disappeared and 9 more are in different states of fading. About 5 months after the event occurred, all of the hair on my arms and legs began to change to light blonde. Normally Natalie had brown hair. She thought perhaps she was turning prematurely grey, but she's only 29 years old. The hair changed colour from the root upward, turning from brown to reddish to blonde over a period of about 5 days. The hair also became much finer. Natalie had suffered from spider veins in her legs for several years. About 2 months ago, she says, my spider veins in my legs began to fade. Now one that I have had for about 5 years is completely gone, and another is fading rapidly. Then came the dreams. Says Natalie, since this has occurred, I have had dreams almost nightly of entities who talk to me and claim to be an intelligent species from somewhere else. They keep trying to give me strange information I don't understand. I have woken up a few times and caught myself uttering some language that I have never heard before. But I have ruled out speaking in tongues because this language seems to have structure and form. Natalie has also noticed other changes. Throughout the day I have feelings of hot and cold in different parts of my body. I get pulsating feelings on the bottom of my feet and up my legs and down my arms, and on the palms of my hands. Sometimes this pulsating becomes so intense, it is painful. I have also felt this heat forward slash pulsating feeling right below my eyes, between my eyes, and in the front of my brain. I am very upset and confused as to what is going on with me. Natalie is hoping to work with more investigators to deal with the after effects of her encounter. 7. So closes the chapter on the Eitgumtari system. Once again, we are confronted with a continuing stream of healing cases. Excising a mole may not require ET technology, but the fact that there are multiple mole removal cases betrays their interest in moles. It appears that in some of these cases, the bodies of the witnesses are being altered in ways that affect multiple organ systems and the entire body chemistry. The ET's advanced understanding of the human body reveals not only their medical superiority, but our own ignorance. With ETs knowing more about the human body than we do ourselves, how can we even begin to explain or understand what they are doing? The fact is, however, healings are being reported, and the evidence is showing us that these cases are real. Part 3. Healings of serious illnesses and diseases. In part 3, we begin our exploration of the more serious and chronic conditions that have plagued humanity for millennia. And as we shall see, the ETs have worked very hard to heal a wide variety of conditions. We shall explore healings of various vital organs, including the liver, the kidney, and the heart and lungs. We shall examine healings of infertility, arthritis, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, polio, hypertensio, tuberculosis, The list goes on. Cancer is, of course, included on this list, as is AIDS, and virtually all the other top 10 killers of humans, including suicide. While cures of minor conditions are impressive enough, the healings in this section are mostly chronic conditions, diseases that are beyond the ability of humans to cure, diseases that millions of people die of each year. There are 122 cases of healings of serious and chronic illnesses. This doesn't include the cancer cases, of which there are 40. This means that 52% of the cases in which ETs have intervened to heal someone involved conditions that are serious, chronic or life-threatening. This section not only provides convincing hard evidence of the veracity of UFOs and extraterrestrials, it reveals how truly advanced the ETs are, and what exactly their agenda is on this planet. Chapter 15. The liver. The liver is a vital organ, meaning we can't live without it. It performs many essential biological processes, detoxifying wastes, synthesizing proteins, producing hormones, regulating glucose, storing bile for digestion, storing vitamins and more. It is present only in vertebrates and is the largest glandular organ in the human body. This chapter covers 5 documented cases of liver healings of various types. The first case comes from a young girl in California, whose encounters were investigated by Edith Fuhrfays D. Case #029. Liver. As an adult, abductee Linda X of California was healed aboard a UFO of a yeast infection. As a child, she had her first healing. Linda fell down and damaged her liver. This left the organ very weak and vulnerable to dangerous infections. As a child, this caused her many health problems. Unknown to her at the time, circa 1950s, Linda was being regularly treated by the extraterrestrials. Under hypnosis, she was surprised to find out that they had been caring and administering medicine to her for a long time. As she says, over the years they have been slowly refurbishing, just as if building, like building it up. The salve penetrates the whole body and generates new cells that will fight the infection and in turn will give new life in my body. This next case is perhaps the best documented of the liver healings. It occurred to a UFO investigator whose illness was previously diagnosed by doctors. He continues to be active in the UFO field. Case #040. Liver. On December 7, 1967, Danish UFO investigator Hans Lauritsen and 4 friends were conducting an active field investigation of UFOs. Their research had led them to participate in routine sky watches in the hopes of observing a UFO close up. Lauritsen had reason to believe that he might encounter a UFO in the near future. 1 month earlier, Lauritsen had been contacted by a Swedish girl who told him that he was on the list of the space people as one of the people to have a contact. However, sitting out in the field waiting for a UFO was particularly difficult for Lauritsen as he was suffering from an illness that made such work very tiring. In February of 1966, while in Africa, Lauritsen had contracted severe liver hepatitis and had to retire and go on a pension. At the time of the UFO watch, Lauritsen was not only tired and weak, his liver was 10 centimeters increased in size. Just before ending the sky watch on December 7, the 5 men were surprised to see 2 great, dim, yellow globes about 100 yards away from them. Lauritsen immediately became hypnotically entranced, walked away from the group and had a telepathic communication with the UFO occupants. The conversation was about helping humanity. Lauritsen was told he had great power to help people. After an hour, Lauritsy suddenly came out of his trance and heard his friends calling. He ran toward their voices and was surprised to find that he didn't even feel tired. As he says, "I ran and ran so fast that my four friends could not follow me. I had to wait for them. I realized that I had been cured of my hepatitis." Lauritsy went straight to the doctor. Says Lauritsy, "I passed a medical examination, not mentioning my contact, of course, and to the surprise of the doctors, 10 centimeters of my liver had disappeared so that it was now normal size. The blood test showed that it functioned now as any other healthy liver. Before I had a sick liver. At one time it was as much as 16 centimeters too large. Now I have a healthy liver. I am most thankful to the UFO for curing my otherwise chronic disease. I swear to God that I have told the truth as far as I can see it. Two one or two liver healing cases could be considered a coincidence. But there are many. This next encounter resulted in several different types of physical evidence, including a healing case #054. Liver disease. At 1:00 a.m. March 5, 1971, Gilbert Camus, a radio technician, was driving to his shop located in Savigny, France. He was between the towns of Triel and Codemy when he saw lights ahead of him on the road. Slowing down, he saw that the lights were attached to a metallic dome-shaped craft about 50 feet wide and 25 feet high. The craft had landed along the highway. Camus was shocked to see three giant-sized, ant-like creatures crawling up the embankment. Alongside the object landed in the field, he saw about 20 additional figures, some standing up, others crawling around. As he tried to drive past them, his car was struck by a blue beam of light and he lost control of the vehicle. The car slowed to about 12 miles per hour until it was suddenly released. Shaken, Camus continued on his journey. When he arrived at his destination, he discovered several golden yellow, rectangular-shaped marks below his waist. The marks quickly faded away. However, Camus also found weird marks on his undershirt. The paint on his car seemed to be affected and began to peel off. In an effort to understand what happened to him, Camus contacted investigators. Examining the location of the encounter, investigators found a large imprint of crushed foliage where Camus had seen the craft land. It also appeared as if a large portion of dandelions had been picked from the field, where they also found large footprints, some measuring 16 inches long. Most amazing, however, was that Camus had been cured. Prior to the incident, Camus suffered from a liver ailment which gave him excruciating pain. Following the incident, his headaches stopped, and his liver ailment was apparently cured. 3. The following brief case comes from researcher Brad Steiger. Because of his many years of research into UFOs, he has received reports from all over the world, including a liver healing from Finland. Case #171. Enlarged liver. A native of Finland suffered since birth from an abnormally enlarged liver. He had been told numerous times by doctors that his condition was chronic. Then, in the early 1980s, he was skiing down a mountain slope in a remote area when he was struck by a white beam of light from an egg-shaped UFO. After the light left, the man realized he had missing time. He went to a doctor for an examination. It was then that he discovered the impossible: his liver was healed. As the report reads, during this examination, the doctors found that his liver had been reduced to a normal size. 4. In a small number of cases, people receive treatment for conditions they didn't even know they had. The following case is a good example. However, in this instance, the witness later received independent confirmation of the diagnosis that was given to her first by the ETs. Case #239. Liver hepatitis. In the early 2000s, date approx. Drive. Alicia Flowers Phase D. Also a UFO contactee, of Oakland, California, went through a 3-year period during which she experienced frequent abductions, some of which appeared to be for healing purposes. Says Flowers, "At times I received a treatment. Once a black box was placed at my feet and another placed at my head. A blue, lightning-like spark passed through my body. I was told I was receiving treatment for hepatitis, something I never knew I had. I got myself tested and found there were indeed antibodies to hepatitis. 5. As the above accounts show, liver cures are being reported by different people from across the world who have no knowledge of each other's accounts, and yet, their stories are remarkably consistent. Over and over again, people report sudden and total reversals of their illness after a close encounter with a UFO. The conclusion is inescapable: UFOs are actively healing people, and have been doing so for a very long time. For those who believe that one or another of these cures are due to mystagogies, hoaxes, natural spontaneous healing or some other conventional explanation, there are always more cases to challenge their skepticism. To ignore evidence due to a prejudiced belief about how aliens should or would behave is wholly unscientific. The true scientist remains objective, examines the data and puts forth a hypothesis. And when it comes to UFO healing cases, the results speak for themselves. Chapter 16. The kidneys. The human body contains two kidneys, glandular organs composed of tiny tubes lined with cells which separate water and waste products from the blood. Their main function is to secrete urine from the body. Like the liver, they are vital organs, without which the human body cannot survive. The ETs appear to know all about the kidneys. As the 9 cases below will show, ETs are able to cure a wide variety of kidney maladies. The cases date back to the 1960s, and have been occurring regularly ever since. Most of the cases are verified by doctors who examined the patients before and after their encounters, and are unable to account for the spontaneous and seemingly miraculous healings. Case #037. Kidney stones. In December 1965, Swedish construction worker and rock blaster, Richard Hoglad, encountered a landed UFO and humanoid aliens near the town of Uddevalla. It was an icy cold morning, and Hoglad, feeling restless, decided to take a drive to nearby Grindhult Lake. At the time, Hoglad was sick from kidney stones and was scheduled to have surgery the following day. He had suffered from the condition for 15 years. Hoglad parked the car by the lake and began to walk along the ice-covered surface with his dog, Lizzie. He heard a strange whining sound above him, and looking up, saw a metallic craft descend and land next to him on the lake. Moments later, an opening appeared and 4 figures floated down from the craft and levitated a few inches above the ice. Looking more closely, Hoglad saw that the figures were human-looking, except that they were completely hairless, had smooth unblemished skin, large unusual eyes, perfect teeth, pointy ears, and were wearing transparent plastic-like body suits that did little to hide their bodies. Each also wore a strange black bracelet with a yellow button on it. According to Hoglad, there was an older man, 2 boys and a girl. Hoglad thought at first that they were foreigners, maybe Russians, until they approached him and he realized that they were not normal humans. They seemed very friendly and curious, and began to communicate with him through gestures and sign language. They were particularly interested in Hoglod's thick hair on his head. Hoglod approached the ETs and tried to touch them, but each time, they backed away. As they tried to communicate, Hoglod indicated that he was experiencing pain in his kidney. The ET man returned to the craft and exited holding a microphone-like object about 3 inches in diameter. He moved behind Hoglod and pressed the instrument against Hoglod's back. Hoglod felt a strange force enter his body, at which point, his kidney pain disappeared. Afterward, they talked a bit longer and then the ETs returned to their craft, which promptly departed the area. The next day, Hoglod showed up for his surgery at Uddevalla Hospital in Sweden. As is standard procedure, immediately prior to the operation, he was X-rayed. The X-rays showed no trace of the kidney stones, a fact confirmed by Hoglod's physicians, Drive Hartmar and his colleague, Drive Karl-Erik Svesso. Later Hoglod would experience another healing encounter during which he was healed of an apparent brain tumor. One removal of kidney stones is the most common kidney healing treatment performed by the ETs. Of the 9 kidney cases, 5 involve this particular condition. The following case, like Hoglod's, is also verified by physicians and presents remarkable proof of the veracity of these types of cases. It's also one of several cases in which aliens entered into a human hospital room to effect the cure. Case #041. Kidney stones. In 1967, Ludwig F. Palmer was hospitalized. Hospitalized in the Maison Fracais Hospital of Lima, Peru. Ludwig was experiencing severe pains that were diagnosed as kidney problems. Several years earlier, in 1965, Ludwig was traveling through Europe. His career as an international health food processor and distributor made him, as he says, a perpetual globetrotter. While in India, he met a normal-looking gentleman named Satuare. After several weeks of friendship, Satuare told Ludwig that he, Satu, was actually an extraterrestrial. Although initially skeptical of such an outrageous claim, Ludwig was soon given reason to believe. Satu actually invited Ludwig aboard a UFO. Ludwig, of course, accepted. Like most contactees, he was told many things. And like many contactees, he later received a healing. He was in the wilderness in Lima, Peru when his kidney pain first appeared. He sought treatment and was happy to be in the Maison Fracais Hospital, which was well known for its expert doctors and modern equipment. The doctors told Ludwig that he would have to undergo an operation to alleviate his kidney pain. Ludwig agreed as his fever was getting worse and the pain had him totally incapacitated. While in the hospital, Ludwig awoke one night to find a visitor in his room. He recognized the person as Zitti, Satuare's sister, whom he met earlier aboard the UFO. Zitti wasted no time and immediately began treating Ludwig for his condition. She began by passing her hands over his body. She then gave him a small pill to eat. Then, as quickly and mysteriously as she arrived, Zitti departed. Within minutes after her administrations, Ludwig's condition made a complete reversal. He was instantly free of pain and his fever broke. As far as he could tell, Ludwig was completely healed. The doctors were called in, and were stunned. They realized that Ludwig was completely healthy, but could not explain why. This case is well verified by doctors, who knew that Ludwig should have been on the operating table. All of this may be checked by any of my readers, writes Ludwig. I became the miracle patient of the famous Maison Fracais Hospital in Lima, Peru. Ludwig had been scheduled for his operation that morning, so when the doctors examined him and found him perfectly healthy, they demanded he undergo a whole battery of tests. The tests verified the obvious, that Ludwig was perfectly healthy. As one doctor told him, "You're fit as a flea, this is really baffling. Yesterday you were a very sick man, and today you seem to be a different person." Ludwig never had any more problems with his kidneys. He did have several more contacts with his alien friends and wrote a book about his experiences. 2. The following encounter is one of the best verified early abduction cases. It contains a surprising amount of physical evidence, not to mention outside witnesses who observed the UFO which abducted the witness and healed him. Case #066. Kidney stones, tubercular scar. On October the 25th, 1974, oilfield worker Carl Heigdo, of Rawlings, Wyoming, was out hunting in the wilderness of the Medicine Bow National Forest. To his delight, he saw 5 elk. He raised his gun, aimed it at a large buck, and fired. To his utter surprise, the bullet floated slowly out of his gun and dropped to the ground about 50 feet away. At this point, Heigdo noticed that he had a visitor. He saw a 6-foot-tall man with yellowish skin, no neck, no visible ears, small eyes, a slit-like mouth, straw-colored hair and 2 antennas coming out of his head. Like many aliens, the man was dressed in a one-piece jumpsuit with a large belt. The stranger gave Heigdo some pills and encouraged him to swallow one, which Heigdo did. His next memory is being inside a strange craft, strapped to a seat. A helmet was placed over his head and strange images filled his mind. He saw futuristic cities and other bizarre structures. Next, Heigdo underwent a physical examination. He also saw 3 other normal-looking people aboard the UFO, as well as several animals, including the elk. Shortly later, Heigdo was set back down. He radioed for help and blacked out. Search parties were sent out. They found Heigdo's truck mired in a field several miles from its original location. Also, some members of the party saw unexplained lights hovering high in the sky. Heigdo was finally found. Only under hypnosis was he able to recall what he saw aboard the UFO. Prior to his encounter, Heigdo suffered from a persistent and painful case of kidney stones. After the encounter, however, his problem with kidney stones was gone forever. He was completely healed. Heigdo also had a tubercular scar on his lung which disappeared. He attributes both healings to his encounter. 3. Puerto Rico is a well-known UFO hotspot, producing a large number of close encounter cases, and consequently, many healing accounts. The following Puerto Rico case also provides a good description of the baffling alien technology that is often seen in healing cases. Case #083. Kidney disease. Around 10:00 p.m. on the evening of July the 17th, 1978, Carmela, pseudonym, and her family were preparing for sleep in their home in Key, Puerto Rico. Suddenly a bright light shone through the window. Carmela's husband went to check on their children, while Carmela stayed in the bedroom alone. Suddenly she saw 2 4-foot-tall figures at her doorway. They had large heads, huge dark slanted eyes, 2 tiny holes for a nose and a slit for a mouth. They wore tight-fitting silver suits. One of the beings approached Carmela and touched her, causing her to relax. The being led her outside her home and into a hovering craft. Inside, she saw a metallic hallway and was led into a stainless steel-looking room where she was placed on a cot. A strange instrument with a screen dropped from the ceiling, enabling Carmela to see all her organs inside her body. The humanoids pointed to the screen and then placed a strange box-like device with multicolored lights on Carmela's head. A taller human-looking being with dark hair, almond eyes, and wearing a silver uniform came in. He proceeded to conduct a full medical examination, including taking samples, and talked extensively with the witness. The being told her that she had been cured of her kidney disease, and then gave her a dire warning about the future of humanity. She was then returned to her home. 4. While the majority of healing cases seem to come from people with a history of UFO encounters, this is not always the case. In this next case, investigated by Virgilio Sanchez Osejo, the person who was healed had no prior contact with UFOs, but he was good friends with a UFO contactee. Case #093. Kidney Stones. In August 1980, Hector Vasquez of San Juan, Puerto Rico was awakened at 2:00 a.m. by severe side pains that had previously been diagnosed as kidney stones. Hector knew that he would have to go to the hospital, so he sent one of his children to get his friend, David Del Mudo, to drive him. Del Mudo is an ordained minister and also a contactee. After seeing many UFOs, he had a face-to-face encounter with a short almond-eyed figure wearing a jumpsuit, who said he was from the Orion Star Cluster. Thus began a complicated series of contacts. Del Mudo had received no healings of his own, so he had no reason to expect that his ET friends would assist his Earth friend. When he heard the news about the illness, he jumped up to drive Hector to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, however, they had a close-up encounter with an orange glowing luminous disc which could be seen hovering above the road ahead of them. It then flew alongside the car, paralleling its course. Then it flew back in front of the car in a strange darting pattern. Vasquez was lying in the back seat, doubled up with pain, and when Del Mudo said a UFO was hovering outside, Vasquez didn't believe him. Del Mudo insisted Vasquez look, and to his surprise, Del Mudo was right. By the way the object was moving, it was very clear to both men that the UFO was very interested in them. Both of them wondered why the UFO was moving so strangely around the car. By the time they had made the 20-minute drive to the hospital, they had their answer. Hector's crippling pain was completely gone. Still fearing another attack of pain, Vasquez insisted upon a medical examination. The doctors checked him out and pronounced him in perfect health. His previously diagnosed kidney stone was nowhere to be found. On the way home, the two men again saw the same object that had hovered around their car earlier. Hector Vasquez believed that he was healed of his kidney stone by the UFO. As of yet, he has had no recurrence. 5. In the following case, the witness was not only healed, but was given information about the ET's activities and their agenda on our planet. Once again, there is a human medical diagnosis showing that something strange occurred to the witness. This case also shows how witnesses can be spiritually transformed as a result of their encounters. Case #107. Kidney disease. From the case files of Canadian researcher Chris Rutkowski, in early 1985, Veronica lived next door to a hydro station in the suburbs of Toronto, Ontario in Canada. One morning a few hours before sunrise, she saw a craft land in the back alley near her window. Suddenly human-like figures appeared and took her out the window into a long, black limousine, which made a strange whooshing sound. Next, Veronica found herself apparently on board the craft. The ETs said they were only going to examine her, but then proceeded to perform surgery to remove her eggs, Veronica believed. At the time, Veronica suffered from a painful kidney problem that her doctor said required surgery to fix. The ETs apparently agreed and performed surgery on her kidney, putting in an implant to ease her pain. The ETs showed her a room filled with tanks, each containing a human body at some stage of growth. They told her that it took them 4 days to grow a fetus to adult size, but the body contained no spirit. Veronica complained about the process, but the ETs told her that humans treat animals similarly. They lectured her about the way humans spill or waste our seed, pollute our atmosphere and treat others with disrespect. At some point during her experience, Veronica was looking at the human-like ETs, and realized that their human appearance was an illusion. Instead, she saw them as typical greys, with the large, bald head and large wrap-around eyes. Following her experience, Veronica initially kept quiet about it. She went to her doctor, who told her that there was a foreign body showing up in the ultrasound readings of her kidney. The object, however, disappeared and was apparently flushed out through her urinary tract.